Coinbase CEO says 4 billion people need crypto for basic financial access. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong said on July 24, 2026, that 4 billion people worldwide cannot access the kind of financial services Americans take for granted. And he pitched crypto as the infrastructure that closes that gap. The remark surfaced by Cointelegraph on X reframes crypto away from trading and toward basic account access for people banks have never served. The number is not new to development economists. The World Bank's long-running estimate has put the unbanked adult population somewhere between 1.4 and 1.7 billion. And the wider figure Armstrong cites folds in the underbanked. People who hold an account but still cannot borrow, save at a real rate, or move money across borders without heavy fees. Whichever cut you use, the point stands that a large share of the planet runs on cash, informal lenders, and remittance networks that skim double-digit percentages off every transfer. The gap Armstrong is describing access is not only about opening an account. It covers whether that account does anything useful. Someone in Lagos or Manila may have a mobile wallet, but no dollar-denominated savings option, no credit history a lender will read, and no cheap way to receive money from a relative abroad. That last problem is measurable. The global average cost of sending $200 across borders still sits above 6%, according to World Bank remittance tracking, and some corridors run far higher. Stablecoins are the part of the crypto stack that maps most directly onto this. A dollar-pegged token moves in minutes, settles without a correspondent bank, and holds value in economies where the local currency loses purchasing power monthly. That is why stablecoin-denominated spending has grown fastest in exactly the markets Armstrong is pointing at, rather than in countries with deep, cheap banking. Coinbase has a commercial stake here. Armstrong is not a neutral observer. Coinbase sells the on-ramps, custody, and increasingly the base layer infrastructure that a banking the unbanked thesis would run on. Its base network and its stablecoin partnerships are the products that would carry those 4 billion users if the vision landed. So the framing doubles as positioning. Crypto as public utility, not casino. That does not make the claim wrong, but it invites scrutiny. Financial inclusion has been a marketing line for the industry since at least 2017, and the on-the-ground results have been uneven. Adoption in places like Nigeria and the Philippines is real and often driven by remittances and inflation hedging. But in many of those same markets, users interact through custodial exchanges and centralized apps, which reintroduces the counterparty risk that self-custody was meant to remove. If a custodial provider freezes or fails, as several did in 2022, the banking collapses with it. The friction crypto still has to clear. Turning a wallet into a substitute for a bank account runs into concrete obstacles. Local on-ramps and off-ramps have to exist, or a stablecoin balance is stranded value. Regulators have to permit the flows, and many of the target markets are tightening rather than loosening, with new licensing regimes across Asia and Africa raising the compliance bar. Basic usability, in low bandwidth conditions, and often through a shared phone, remains a design problem the industry has not solved at scale. Cards are one bridge across that last mile. A crypto-linked debit card lets someone spend a stablecoin balance at any merchant that already takes Visa or MasterCard, which sidesteps the need for local off-ramps entirely. That is the practical route from I hold digital dollars to I can buy groceries. And it is where the financial inclusion pitch either becomes usable or stays theoretical. Availability is still patchy. Many of the strongest no KYC or light verification cards exclude the exact regions where the unbanked live, and network access varies country by country. Armstrong's 4 billion is a headline number rather than a rollout plan. The claim is directionally defensible, and stablecoins give it more substance than the 2017 version of the same speech had. Whether it converts into accounts people actually use will show up in adoption data and card availability in emerging markets, not in the size of the addressable market a CEO can name on stage.